Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Perfect, thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1980.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race? White, Black, or African American? American Indian or Alaska Native? Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African American.
Thank you very much. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, some college but not degree, associated degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, doctorate.
Master.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
I'll say a 3.
3. Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied. Thank you. All right. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5, that means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is the Republican Party. How do you feel about them from 0 to 10?
Can you give me the options again? I want to make sure I answer correctly.
Don't worry. I know it's a lot of information. Don't worry. Remember, this is 0 to 10. 0 being very cold and unfavorable. 10
okay.
being very warm and favorable. And
gotcha.
5 being neutral.
Okay.
And remember, you can choose the other numbers in between as well.
Okay, that's fine.
So, for the Republican Party, how would you grade your feelings towards them?
I'd say about a 3.
3, okay. What about Joe Biden?
About a 7.
7. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
5.
5. What about Kamala Harris?
I'd say 5.
5. What about Donald Trump?
Jesus, a 0.
What about the Democratic Party?
7.
7. Attorney General Josh Stein?
5.
5. And last one, J.D. Vance?
5.
Okay. The next question, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, on the side, will vote for other political offices but not for president, or will not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Kamala, all right. Okay. All right. I know it is a long way, But if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic Party or the Republican candidate?
Democratic Party.
Okay. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A. Voting is the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Statement B. My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most. And voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. So to which statement do you feel more closer to?
A.
A. Now that you have selected A, with this statement, you feel much more closer or somewhat closer?
I have a double filet, only ketchup with cheese, and a medium mocha frappe.
I'm sorry. My husband's trying to order dinner. Can you repeat that?
Yes, of course. So with the statement A, the one that you selected, how closer do you feel? Much more closer or somewhat closer?
Somewhat.
Okay. Think. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? There are three statements. The first one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And third one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
The first one.
Okay, the first one. All right. All right, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The first one, your own future. How do you feel, negative or positive?
Positive.
Positive. The future of the planet, how do you feel, negative or positive?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one?
Yeah, the future of the planet, how do you feel about that, negative or positive?
Negative.
Negative. And what about the future of the country? How do you feel, negative or positive?
Negative.
Negative. Okay. Thank you. All right. From your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or has it been about the same?
About the same.
About the same. Okay. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I will go ahead and read the list. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and my people, people like me to vote. It is too difficult for me to vote. I don't like any of the candidates. Because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't have time to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates. And because voting doesn't change things that matter to me.
I would say I don't know enough about the candidates.
Okay.
That's the only one that I have.
Okay. Okay, thank you. All right. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? You can select all that apply. We have the options Democrats, Republicans, racists, politicians, all politicians, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. All right. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is near certainty to happen, a 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. Remember 0 to 10 being 0 not likely to happen. 10, that it's likely to happen. The first stress. Sending boaters to jail for minor boating errors or trying to correct minor boating errors.
Zero.
Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Five.
Okay. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
Five.
Okay. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Eight.
Okay. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
Zero.
Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
Zero.
Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
Zero.
Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Five.
Okay. And last one, increasing political violence in response to the American elections.
Five.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? A big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
A big problem.
Thank you. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes,
personally experienced, or yes, someone you know?
Personally experienced.
Okay, thank you. All right, here is the list of statements about values that some people might have. On scale 0 to 10, please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means you strongly disagree with the statement. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 statements. The first one, most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families.
10.
Strongly agree, right?
Yes.
Whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families.
Yes, strongly agree. 10.
Thank you. We all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all.
Yes, strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country.
Yes, strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make changes on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. I will start with the list. Calling, writing, and mailing local politicians. Voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, talking to friends and family about politics, signing petitions, boycotting a company, marching in a protest, donating to political campaigns or organizations, engaging in a direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, volunteering for a local organization in my community, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress.
I would say voting in local elections and volunteering in local organizations.
Thank you very much. All right, next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of the power you feel your vote has on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
5.
Thank you. One last time. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, on the side, will vote for other political offices but not for president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not as strong.
Okay. All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Okay. Do you currently own your home or rent?
Yes.
Or live with, sorry?
Own.
Own. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States.
Both of them, right?
Yes.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? And the options are Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible because you couldn't vote, or did not vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time employee, part-time employee, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Not full-time.
Okay, thank you. This is the last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? I will go ahead and read ranges. Feel free to interrupt me at any time if you already identify what is yours. So the first one is less than $24,999. Between $25,000 to $34,999. $35,000 to $44,999. $45,000 to $54,999. $55,000 to $64,999. $65,000 to $74,999. $75,000 to $84,999. $85,000 to $99,999. $100,000 to $124,999. $125,000 to $149,999. $150,000 to $174,000?
That one.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. This concludes our survey, and I really appreciate your time and patience with us.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good evening.
You too. Have a lovely evening. Goodbye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.